Monday, March 19th. What up, Allie Mac?
What up, Cadillac?
470-404-706.
This is After Hours. We so miss you. It's like separation anxiety after 10 o'clock for me. With you, the listener, not necessarily you with Allie Mac.
No, no. It's separation anxiety from the calls and the social media. And I miss you guys so much. Cadillac Jack, I can deal with that.
The conversations and the stories you share. So that's why we have After Hours. It's our after show podcast. It's always on demand so you can listen and catch up to anything you may have missed every day. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. On the way with After Hours, a recap of this weekend's self-defense tour.
Yes, we had so much fun out at Supermaster Kim's Martial Arts Academy in Cumming, and we learned a lot. Now, kind of like Jack and producer Chase had a laugh at someone's expense.
Well, you'll hear all about that coming up.
there was a gassy issue. You'll hear about it.
Plus, I believe that before a member of your family goes on a diet, there should at least be a conversation, a little bit of dialogue, maybe a group text to everyone in the family, or a email distribution list from your family members. But none of that happened.
You were caught off guard, Cadillac.
I learned, Allie Mac, when I went to the dinner table last night, that my wife was on the keto.
Keto.
That diet. And I got to tell you, I'm not really excited about it. Also, Allie Mac walking the streets over the weekend, and she was asked by a very young man
to buy him cigarettes.
Oh, is that it? I'm sorry. He was sitting on one of the rascals with the baskets getting ready to go grocery shopping.
Yes, he was just sitting there hanging out. It was awkward. I will tell you my biggest regret about that situation coming up.
Then we will wrap.
Wow.
After Hours on demand with a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. It is called Can't Beat Caddy after my Friday whooping. Find out how I did this morning. Can't Beat Caddy. Let's begin After Hours on demand. Cadillac Allie Mac with March Madness.
Yes, say it carefully.
There's a lot of concern because we're not allowed to say March.
Don't say it.
The other one, but we say March Madness. And we explain why we have to make the change and what we're doing about it. First, just some silly radio fun as we get underway right now with
After Hours.
Today may be the only day during March Madness that you hear the official theme song. Who knows what we're going to be delivered at 10 o'clock when we step off the main stage here at Kix 115. All right, here's what's going on, 622. March Madness. There's this big basketball tournament going on, it seems. And coming up Thursday and Saturday at Phillips Arena, all of these different basketball teams from around the nation are going to be in town. There's going to be 16 different teams on Thursday at Phillips Arena, and then that's going to be cut in half for Saturday night, Allie Mac. And then there's going to be 8 teams.
Right.
So, with March Madness, Allie Mac's tossing up 2 Kix 115 country stars.
Yes, and I am so glad I'm not the judge of this, because today we have Sam Hunt versus Brett Young. Sam Hunt from Cedartown, Georgia, 33 years old. He is brunette, tall, gorgeous. And then Brett Young, 36 years old, from Orange County, California, a blonde. Blondes versus brunettes today. So, in case you're not familiar with Sam Hunt or Brett Young's music, here's a reminder. We'll have a
party we don't need. Sam Hunt there. Now, I wouldn't know Sam if he walked in the door right now.
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't.
There's Brett Young.
He hadn't been around in so long and was just down the road in Cedartown. Brett Young, nice guy. One of my favorite albums of the year.
But, I mean, listen, there's Sam Hunt again. A plethora of hits between the both of them.
You've also got the East Coast, West Coast thing going on.
This is true.
With Brett Young being from the West Coast and this guy, Sam Hunt, being from Cedartown, just to the west of Atlanta.
See, you forgot about this one from Brett Young.
That's the first hit. It's track number one.
Yes.
On his debut CD.
All of those were number one hits for both of these guys. It is up to you for March
Madness.
I get nervous too.
Chase, our producer, just starts to. I mean, he gets nervous when we do this bit. We had a conference call yesterday, as we do every Sunday, talking about things. Everybody's like, I don't know about that. All right, so five calls.
Five calls says it all, and you can also vote on the Kix 101.5 Facebook page. It is Sam Hunt versus Brett Young.
March Madness. 404-741-1015. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, and March Madness. M-A-N-N-E-S-S. Everybody gets all nervous in the room when I say it.
Because it's so easy to say.
No.
The other.
I'm March Madness.
Okay.
All right. And this morning, the two artists.
It was tough. It's Sam Hunt versus Brett Young.
Five calls says it all.
Brett Young.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Good morning. Who you got?
Sam Hunt.
Who's keeping track?
I'm not even. It's tied. Okay. One for Brett, one for Sam.
Kicks eyes, March Madness.
Yeah, Sam Hunt.
Two for Sam, one for Brett.
There you go.
Sam Hunt, definitely.
All right, that's it. Sam Hunt won.
No more. I don't have to lean
that's
over
it.
Anymore and answer
no more
calls.
That's it.
Sam Hunt advances to tomorrow with March Madness. We want to share some stories from the first stop on the Women's Self-Defense Tour, which was Saturday morning in Cumming, and a great success. And there are plenty more stops on the Women's Defense Tour to come.
Yeah, we went to Supermaster Kim's Martial Arts Academy in Cumming on Saturday, and Judy May Dupreez, she is the one that taught us some self-defense skills over the weekend, and we had a lot of fun, Cadillac.
That was one of the things that I noticed. I didn't know if it was going to be stiff. I didn't know people, because many of the people didn't know one another in the group.
Yeah.
And it was actually fun to watch everybody interact and have fun and learn at the same time.
Yeah, it was fun. And I know when they partnered us up, originally producer Chase and I partnered up, but they split us up. Then partnered us with strangers, which made it more realistic if you were ever attacked by anyone. But we learned a lot of skills, a lot of useful skills.
What was the most useful skill, Allie Mack, that you learned Saturday and Cumming at the Women's Self-Defense Tour?
It's about the hair pulling, but underneath the umbrella of don't fight against if someone approaches you, don't fight against them. Use their momentum and their force to take them down. So if someone grabs the top of your head, all the hair on your head, don't pull away. You're going to rip your head out or your hair out. Push forward. Push towards their hand. And then that's going to take them off guard because they're expecting you to pull away. So that's probably because I have, 3 feet of hair? So it's very useful for me.
I have none. So.
Nope.
It would be a little difficult for me as well. Chase was there, and I noticed that you were, after the two of you split up.
Yes.
You were paired with a complete stranger, very nice gentleman.
Yeah, very nice gentleman.
And during the hair pulling
skill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so during the hair pulling thing, I went first, so I put my hand on his head because I wasn't going to pull his hair, you know, like we were acting like we were doing. And then he did me. And he grabbed a handful of my hair and started yanking me around. I mean, he was an older guy, but he was like 6'4". He was a big guy. He was the guy who had a little gas problem when we were stretching.
In the very beginning
you
of the class.
Stop that!
In the very beginning of the class.
Be respectful.
And every stop on the Women's Self-Defense Tour will stretch in the beginning. And sure enough, there was someone who had had some eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, they my came partner. Over.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, guys, that's not what.
It's okay. It happens to everybody.
I'm glad that your main focus, your main takeaway.
Oh, come on. He
class.
Yanked my hair out.
Well, that was a real life situation, though. If you ever get your hair pulled now, Chase, you know what to do, right?
And you know how Chase is about his hair.
A beautiful hair.
Come on.
Oh, stop.
Saw you interacting with your partner,
Edwina.
At one point, and she was talking about how she could push your nose through your head and kill you. And I was like, well, hang on. We're just doing just examples and things.
Yeah, she picked that skill up somewhere else. She came.
They didn't teach that on Saturday, did they?
No.
But I heard her talking to you about it. I'm like, wait a minute. She's saying she can kill someone with the palm of her hand.
Yes.
If you push hard enough, your nose will go through your face.
Well, it'll go through your brain is what she was saying. But another, like the number one skill we learned over the weekend is that being loud is the most important thing, is yelling, making noise, making sure people hear you if you are being attacked or approached by someone. Go crazy. Who cares how you look? Who cares about judgment? Go crazy if someone approaches you. It was so useful. And this morning, I will say, because I did walk to the gym at 3 a.m. this morning, I felt much more confident this morning.
Because this all came about when one morning, about 2-3 weeks ago, you were startled. and had to make a 911 call to APD, Atlanta Police Department, at 3 o'clock in the morning because of maybe an alleged domestic. We're not quite sure.
Yeah, we're not sure exactly what happened.
But there's you felt unsafe being in the stairwell with this man who had a bloody hand and was asking
and a woman
you,
approaching him. He's saying he's afraid of her. It was a very odd situation.
So that's how this came about, or very organically. And we're going to continue to roll around the city with the Women's Self-Defense Tour.
And we are, Judy May Dupree, she is the one that put all this together for Saturday. She's putting together the skills that we learned, a video for us. So we're going to get that up on the site as soon as we get our hands on that video so that you can then learn those skills that we learned as well.
Also, pictures and video from Saturday on all of our social media channels, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac. I do believe that there should be some sort of conversation, if not a group text, with all the members of the family. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Kix 115. When someone in the house, maybe your wife, decides to go on a diet, and there's no mention of it whatsoever, Allie Mac, until you go to the dinner table. At my house, it was last night. It's the keto diet.
Was everything in the house thrown away? Was it all the other food that's not on the diet thrown away?
No, but there are a lot of things after a grocery store trip this weekend that play into the keto diet.
Okay. So what exactly is the keto diet?
I, you know what? I asked. I didn't understand. Something about no carbs. And okay. I know that when I sat down last night to dinner, there was a delicious pot roast that my wife, Donna, had cooked in the crock pot all day. But there were no potatoes. There were no onions. There were no, I mean, it was just like a slab of.
Just meat.
Yes.
Okay, so
you need you don't do a pot roast in the crock pot, Allie Mac, without throwing in some vegetables, particularly some potatoes.
It's a little misleading.
What is misleading?
The crock pot. The crock pot would be misleading. You would think there's potatoes. And,
of course you would. When you smell pot roast floating through your house, you think, oh my goodness, dinner's going to be great.
Right, exactly.
And then you go sit down, and you just got a slab of meat.
It seems like the keto diet might be like a version of like paleo, like kind of like caveman diet. You're going back to just like meat.
It's like Atkins diet part two.
Okay.
Is the way that it was explained to me.
Okay.
Over dinner with no potatoes.
You're very upset about these potatoes.
I'm very upset. I love starch. I love starch. Like starch and potatoes are at the very top of my food pyramid.
They'd be at the bottom that's the biggest layer is the bottom of your pyramid.
I'm glad you're here this morning. It's Allie Mac, everybody. So the base would be the biggest. So that would be starch, potato chips, potatoes.
Spaghetti, rice, all that good stuff.
Yes. So I just think that there should be some sort of conversation, maybe a family meeting, an email to everybody in the family.
How did you react when you sat down and just saw that it was just the pot roast? Did you keep your emotions inside?
No, I didn't. I said, what the heck's going on here? What's going on? There was no Texas toast to go with it. The pot roast. It was just a very, very disappointing evening last night. But I wish my wife the best. And I know a lot. Listen, on social media, I'm seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
The keto diet.
How was the pot roast, though? Was it good?
It was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. But it would have been much better if we had some potatoes and some other vegetables and things. Some things that you can't eat, which blows my mind on the keto diet. You can eat, I may actually be in on this now. You can eat salted butter.
Wait, what?
Yes. Salted butter is recommended. Bacon. Yeah.
On a diet, not off the diet.
No, this is the foods that you are supposed to eat is on your keto food list.
Okay.
Okay. Pork rinds.
No.
Allie Mac, I will copy this page and send it to you. Heavy cream. Yes. I love cream in everything. Whole eggs and chicken thighs and legs. Listen, maybe this isn't so bad after all. But
gotta say goodbye to potatoes.
I don't know that I have it in me. I'm Cadillac Jack and I love me some potatoes. Does Allie Mac look like someone that would buy a kid or I would imagine maybe a teenager cigarettes?
Apparently to someone I do.
Happened over the weekend.
Yeah, it did. So you have those moments where you just think like, wait, is someone pulling a prank on me? Or is it like, does this actually happen in real life? Because I went to Kroger and I walked in that front little area where they have the grocery carts.
Which one were you at?
The one in Brookhaven, I believe, is the one I was at on Peachtree. And when I was going to pick up a basket, there was a kid. I think he was about 15 years old. He was sitting on like one of those rascals that has the grocery basket.
He was sitting in one of them.
Yeah, he was just sitting there chilling. Like, he was just hanging out.
Okay.
And so I went to pick up my basket. And he goes, "Hey, ma'am, can you get me some cigarettes?" And I like looked around. Who's he talking to? Me. He was talking to me. He said, "Can you get me some cigarettes?" And I wish so badly at that moment, like I had like a whole Danny Tanner speech to give him, like about how smoking is not cool. And, you know, I wish I had that prepared, but I just shrugged and said, "No," and I walked away. But apparently to this young man, I look like someone that would buy him a pack of cigarettes.
What does that someone look like, though? To someone who is needing, you know, whether... I got one about alcohol from my childhood I'll share with you quickly, just a sec. But why do you think that they would pick Allie Mack? Why, what does that person look like that would buy cigarettes for a teenager?
I mean, I think I'm approachable. I don't think I have a very intimidating appearance. And I look young, so maybe he thought, like, "Hey, we're on the same level, and you'll be cool, and just get me these cigarettes." Like, I'm 5'1". Like, I'm not intimidating at all, so maybe he just thought I was going to be the person that would do that for him. But no, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to buy you a pack of cigarettes.
It happens quite often, believe it or not.
It really does. Like, I really thought this was just something you saw in movies.
No.
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 So, Cadillac, you have done this?
I was 17, and our friends would go. Born in Charlotte, North Carolina, raised in Hickory, North Carolina. And we would go to the Handy Pantry on Highway 127 in Hickory. and we would sit out like to the side or we'd park, you know, in front of the store. And when someone cool went in, we'd stop them before they got to the door and say, "Hey," just like your cigarette friend did. "Hey, man, you mind buying us some beer, some cold ones?" You would be amazed at the people who did. Back in that day, back when I was just a little younger.
You realize, like, indirectly, you're saying I look like I could be a cool person, Cadillac. Because you look for cool people to approach, right?
Let's dress this break again and take a mulligan on it, and we'll start again tomorrow, okay? How about that? Gabby Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Start your Monday with your hands in 10 and 2 because of the rain.
Gabby Caddy!
But you can play along. Give us some of your brain.
Can't be catty.
My challenger, Tammy, from Canton this morning.
Can't be catty.
Along with her daughter, I think it is.
Catty's the man you gotta be.
Catty, when I hear you, there's a smile on my face. And by smile, I mean I'm laughing at you.
Not with me, but at me.
At. Two very important letters right there. Now, Tammy, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can't Be Caddy.
That's right. Very well said, Tammy and Kent.
And today's category, Luke Bryan pulled a two-beer shoey. That is where you drink a beer out of your shoe. It's tradition in Australia. If you want to see video of that, you can text the word shoe to the number 68255. Because of that, in honor of that shoey, today's category is going to be all about shoes, Cadillac and Tammy.
Tammy, you may have this one.
I hope so.
All right. It is not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, Tammy, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, leave the main stage.
All right, I'm headed out, Tammy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be back in 20 seconds.
All right, you heard the door shut. Caddy is out, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All right.
In what movie is the Wicked Witch of the West trying to get her hands on Ruby Red Slippers?
Wizard of Oz.
What basketball player are Air Jordans named after?
Michael Jordan.
What white liar singer has her own line of cowboy boots?
Miranda Lambert.
What Marry Me singer is an avid sneaker collector?
Huh.
And that is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. All right, I have to ask Tammy, who's our second player in the background?
That's my daughter, Bethany.
All right. Well, Caddy, thanks to Tammy and Bethany, they got 3 right.
About shoes. Listen to that excitement.
All right, Caddy, you have 20 seconds to get at least 3 right. Category is shoes. You ready?
No, but all right.
All right, timer will start after I finish asking the first question. In what movie is the Wicked Witch of the West trying to get her hands on ruby red
Oz,
slippers?
Oz, The Wizard of Oz.
What basketball player are Air Jordans named after?
Michael Jordan.
What White Liar singer has her own line of cowboy
Miranda
boots?
Lambert.
What Marry Me singer is an
Thomas Rhett.
What country singer has no problem getting a little dirt on his boots?
John Party.
Carrie Bradshaw runs into her strange
Sex in the City.
And you know what? I have no more questions, so we're done.
Woo!
That's the first time I've run out of questions ever! And we have no wrong answers to go over, Cadillac Jack.
And that would be why, Allie Mae?
You got all six questions right.
How about that, Tammy?
Dang it!
Hope you had fun, though.
Well, I think you at least need to give a shout-out to my daughter. She works at Walmart.
I'm sorry, she works where? What corner?
She works at Northside Hospital Cherokee.
Northside Hospital Cherokee. And what's her name?
Bethany Fuller.
Bethany Fuller. Big shout-out for Bethany. Thanks for all you do for the sick in Cherokee County.
All right, Tammy and Bethany, you know what you have to say now. Those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Tammy from Canton with Bethany, and we can't be Caddy.
We'll play again tomorrow just after 8. Can't be Caddy at 22nd Pop Culture Trivia Showdowns. Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. After Hours On Demand. Some keywords that you may have missed that we want you to know about.
There's a few. So Luke Bryan, he fell victim to peer pressure over the weekend in Australia, and he drank a double shoey. You know what that is?
I didn't until I saw this going around, because Morgan Evans, Kelsey Ballerini's husband, who is a very talented artist within his own right, also did it.
So what it is you chug a beer out of a shoe. Luke Bryan did this, two beers, one cowboy boot. You want to see the video? Text the word shoe to the number 68255. Also, Chris Stapleton, he has made a tribute. He's made the album that Elton John has put together as a tribute. If you want to hear Chris Stapleton and his version of I Want Love, text the word tribute to the number 68255. And then Thomas Rhett, he's just full of surprises. He has a great Coach Taylor impression from Friday Night Lights, and you can see it. You can get inspired by texting the word Coach, as in Coach Taylor, to the number 68255.
Taking over the weekend backstage in Thomas Rhett's dressing room, and it's quite funny. He does quite the impersonation of Coach Eric Taylor. Tomorrow, Jordan Davis sings the hit Singles You Up. He's in town for our big Singles You Up mixer and party at Eddie's Attic tomorrow night. Gets underway around 7:30. Showtime is 8 o'clock.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac Mornings. On Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kix 101.5.